Chapter 1
Over here! Over here!
Dottie swaggered, wildly waved her arms over her head. She jumped up from the metal fold-up lawn seat we'd brought from Happy Trails campground. A piece of wrapped candy whizzed by our heads. Dottie scrambled around the chair, giving the kid behind us a snarl after he snatched up the sweet treat before she could.
Did you see that youngin'?
She spat, sitting back down on the edge of her seat like a baseball catcher ready for another chance.
He had a sack full of candy already.
The sunshine beat down, and the warm summer breeze funneled through the crowd that had lined both sides of Main Street that ran through downtown Normal. Like us, they came to view the parade kicking off Daniel Boone Day.
I bet Abby will have some good stuff.
Dottie elbowed me, gawking at the float for the Normal Public Library coming down the street toward where we'd planted ourselves in front of the Laundry Club laundromat.
Look!
I pointed to the passing float with the school kids on it. They were all dressed in period costumes from the Daniel Boone era.
It's Beck Greer! Hey, Beck!
Dottie and I smiled as proud as peacocks at our younger employee. He stood in the middle of the float with one leg hitched up on a fake log, an axe in his hand, and a coonskin cap on his head. He turned when he heard us call to him, and a huge grin grew on his face when he made eye contact.
Get a picture, May!
Dottie kept waving at him. I fumbled for my phone, but by the time I'd gotten the camera app open, the float had passed.
You get it? We can post it on the community board in the recreation room.
Yep, I sighed and decided not to tell her I didn't get it, since her thought was passing and she'd soon forget. The Normal High School band really got the crowd cheering and pumped. The classic cars were next, revving their fancy engines and creating car exhaust that almost ran us out of our chairs, only to be followed up by the one sheriff's car, a couple of ranger trucks, and the fire engine.
Now, is that necessary?
Dottie put her finger in her ear and gave it a couple of good shakes.
Al Hammer doesn't need to put on the siren that loud.
I could barely hear her complaint over the tune of the sheriff's siren. It's a parade, I reminded her, and decided to take her mind off of the siren.
Oh, look, it's the National Park Committee float.
Mm-hmm.
Dottie craned her neck to see who was on it.
Did y'all get candy?
No, Dottie. We decided to do a little timeline of Daniel Boone's journey. I waved at my fellow committee members who had volunteered to be on the float during the parade. I was one of the volunteers who had decorated the float. It had been in the making for over a month, and I'd spent most of my free time at the Milkery Dairy Farm, where we had parked the float in one of Mary Elizabeth's barns, so we could work on it. Mary Elizabeth was my foster-turned-adoptive mother, and she co-owned the local dairy farm with Dawn Gentry. They had a lot of land, and since the weather in the Daniel Boone National Forest was somewhat unpredictable at times, it was best to keep the wagon we decorated on the float indoors until it was finished, rather than out in the elements.
Candy!
Dottie screamed and got to her feet when the cookie crumble float started to pass by. Christine Watson saw Dottie and waved her over to give Dottie her own personal handful.
It's the good stuff, too!
Dottie returned and sat down. She put the candy in her lap. I'm going to grab a water. Do you want one? I asked, knowing it would be okay to leave her now that she was satisfied with her loot.
Nah, I'm good,
she mumbled through a mouthful of something chewy. I'll be back. I looked back at the parade to make sure I wasn't missing seeing someone I knew. This was the part of the parade where the high school color guard was followed by the rifle team, the archery team, and the saddle club. Cokie Ogden, the owner of the old train station motel, was the president of the saddle club, which made perfect sense due to the fact she had several horse barns and offered tourists trail rides on horseback. I'll take two bottled waters, I told the vendor, who was carrying a cooler by a strap that hung around his neck.
How about a twirly whirl? Cotton candy? Swirl sucker?
Every time I waved my hand no, he continued to try to upsell me. Just two waters. I suddenly jerked around when I heard someone knocking on a display window behind me. Helen Pyle was sparkling head to toe in bright orange lipstick and different colored jewels she'd bedazzled onto her white short-sleeved top. Her shirt was all tucked up in her mom jeans that were pulled clear up to the bottom of her boobs. I tried not to look at the orange-tinted hair that was piled in a mess on top of her head.